Tucked away in a cabinet at the Richland Public Library, there's a bell that gets rung once a year. It's a replica of a bell from Nagasaki.
It was recovered from the ruins and set up and rung every day to console the survivors of the atomic bombing.
Jim Stoffels brought this bell to Richland. He calls it a symbol of reconciliation between two atomic cities. 20 years ago, Stoffels came up with the idea of a ceremony to honor those who died as a result of a bomb made from Hanford plutonium. He wanted something from Nagasaki for a ceremony. He wrote to the mayor, who offered up this bell.
Our ceremony in 1985 was on a Saturday afternoon.
The bell arrived just hours before the event started.
So we opened the parcels during our ceremony, and the mayor pro tem of Richland was present at the time, and he and I opened the parcels and set up the bell, and it was rung for the rung for the first time in Richland.
Stoffel says the bell means more to him now.
That was 20 years ago for me, and now I'm in my late 60s. So I've come to know a lot better, I think, the pain that that bell represents.
The two bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki killed 200,000 people. Stoffels wasn't always a peace activist. He came to the Tri-Cities in 1962 to work as a physicist at the Energy Department's lab at Hanford. At that point, he didn't even think about nuclear weapons.
To me, they were just an accepted part of the furnishings of the Cold War world. And it was not until the late 70s, through just my reading of the news, that I began to get a sense that where nuclear weapons are concerned, we have a problem here.
What followed was a period of depression as Stoffels learned more and more about the issue.
I was feeling like hopeless to ever do anything. And I had to have this realization, which I ultimately did have, that I was only one person who was trying to do something in his spare time about this issue of nuclear weapons.
Stoffel's actions went beyond commemorating Nagasaki. In the early 1980s, he founded World Citizens for Peace. Recently, he has angered some by protesting the war in Iraq. Matt Taylor, who sits on the editorial board of the Tri-City Herald newspaper, has seen this firsthand.
He is a gentle and kind man. He's not pushy. He is, on the other hand, outspoken about peace. And because of that, and because he writes in the Herald or writes letters to the editor from time to time, the cliche is he's a lightning rod.
This year marks the 60th anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. Stoffels and other peace activists will gather in a public park in Richland and once again ring the bell for peace.
We continue to do what we do, and I continue to do what I do because it's my priority. Working for peace, nuclear disarmament, and for children. What I do for the children.
Indeed, a new generation of activists is emerging. A Peace and Justice Club of 38 members has formed at Hanford High School. I'm Rachel McDonald in Richland.